you.
Sarah? Sarah from Postman Pat?
No, Sarah. Fireman Sam has got a tail. Sarah and James.
Oh, right. Who is Sarah and James? Are they twins?
No, they are. Sarah is a girl. But the other one, which is Sam?
We just said Sarah and James.
Sarah is a girl. And Sam. Sarah and James. James is a boy.
Yes.
And Sarah is a girl.
All right.
Are you a Sarah, boy? I say, Uncle Sam, here's a fire.
Where's your fire?
This could be a park, and this could be a main park. Because Sam, here's a fire at the main park, you say.
At the main park?
Yeah.
Fireman Sam! Fireman Sam!
No, 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 no.
There's a fire at the main park. Could you put it out for me, please? Now, one of the things we've got to do today, Thomas, is write some thank you letters.
Mummy, I'm Fireman Sam.
Oh, sorry, Fireman Sam. Fireman Sam, shall I tell you what we've got to do?
What?
We've got to wrap up some presents. I know it's a little bit after Christmas, but we haven't seen. With you and Daddy being poorly all over Christmas, we didn't have visitors and we didn't go and see anybody. And we've still got one or two presents. No, not one at all. With one or two.
Mama.
Just a minute, let me talk to you. We've one or two presents that we still need to wrap up to give to people when we see them. And you've got thank you letters and cards to write. Now, the other thing I want to do, we've got, Mighty and Dawn gave you a little pot of little packet with some stencils. We haven't played with those.
We're going to play them today.
And we've got these sponge paints, look, with all the animal shapes.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought we could do one or two cards. Daddy's printed some thank you cards off on the computer, so we can write some. And then we can do stencils and sponge paints on others. And then another day, when we're feeling a bit...
Nice.
A bit nice. Let's just get that eyelash out of your eye. That's it. When we've got a bit more time, we'll go to Hobbycraft in Stockport, you know, near PC World and places like that.
Yeah.
And we'll get some card and some little calendars. You know, like you did a calendar at nursery and one at church? Little calendars to stick on the bottom of pictures. And that would be nice when we're thanking people to send the calendar, wouldn't it? It's a little bit late to send them now, really, because we're into January, but... So. I think it's better that we write the thank people late than not thank them at all, don't you?
Sarah and James are crossing the road.
Are they?
Mummy, say, oh, be careful, James. Here comes Fireman Sam sparing you.
Be careful, Sarah and James. Please be careful. Very good.
They are crossing the road to the other.
The other side?
Yeah.
Right.
Mummy, say be careful for James and Sarah, because they have found some truck is broken again here.
Is it?
Look. Mummy.
Now, which one of those three pictures? We've got three different designs, look, for thank you cards. We've got a little spotty dog in a train with a trailer. We've got a little boy with a puppy posting a letter in a post box. And we've got a little mouse who looks like a little girl because she's got a dress and hat on with presents.
And you have another one.
No, they're all the same underneath. They're just three different designs. Which one would you like to thank Margaret for the fire engine that you're playing with now? That one? The train one?
Yes.
Right. So we'll write one of these. And then we've made a start, haven't we?
No. And Mummy.
Yeah.
Sarah. Mummy.
Yes.
Tell Sarah and James. Five and seven. Makes so much noise.
He does, doesn't he? I don't know whether it's Fireman Sam making that lot of noise or Thomas Henry.
Mummy.
dash up and get my pen. Now, when Auntie Margaret sent you that fire engine, did it come with one or two of the things from this box? Well, Father Christmas gave the boat, Laurie, didn't he?
No, just
this. Did it not have, I think it had these little men with it, didn't it?
It did.
It did it have those firefighters?
They have sergeants as well.
Sergeants?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yes. And did it, I think it had the cones and...
Yes, they do.
And did it, was that what the science came with as well?
Mm-hmm. Let's pick everything up.
So, really, if we thank her just for fire engine, that's wrong, isn't it? Shall we put it?
There's more cones in here, but you're not exactly one. All through there.
How about we write, dear? Well, it's Margaret and Michael, isn't it? When we write them.
Because I don't know the names.
Well, you know the names, but you can really only write to us at the moment, can't you? If I put fire engine throat rescue set, how's that?
Fine.
And then what we could do, we could have a little walk, because she lives in Didsbury. Yeah. We could have a walk later and pop it through her letterbox, couldn't we? Mm. And I'll just write.
I've got one more thing to do.
With lots.
Look at all this stuff.
Of love from. Would you like me to write Thomas, or would you like to write Thomas?
You do. Where's that bit of it? Where's that bit?
There we are.
Where's the other bit?
Dear Margaret and Michael, thank you for the fire engine stroke rescue set. It's great. With lots of love from...
Nobody.
From who?
Nobody.
From nobody. There we are, we've done one. We've a lot more to do, but...
Look. When he was at his ankle, he put in a carton.
Yes. I think...
When he was going in his driveway, you know what he saw?
Yeah.
In your house, a fire!
All right.
Look.
Does this get onto the boat, Laurie Thomas, or not?
What? Yeah.
Well, how does the boat, Laurie, fit onto that?
You need the back.
Well, where's the back, Laurie?
There!
Oh, right. I see. Does it go that way?
It does.
Right, so that's the boat, Laurie. From the helicopter. And this little fire engine.
I need that boat, Laurie, because somebody's stuck on the island and they want to go, Nina.
They're stuck on the island, are they? Did this come with the boat, Laurie, set? Or did that come with your garage from Santa?
I don't know which it comes from. Good for that.
Right, these little men are now came from Santa, didn't they? I'm just trying to work out now what came out of this rescue set.
Yeah, because you might get sharpened on this truck.
Might get...
sharped.
Might get sharped on the truck. Do you mean cut, spiked?
Yeah, spiked.
Spiked.
Maybe you might get spiked.
Do you think those came with the rescue set from Margaret?
Yes, they did.
Did they? And the firefighters definitely did, didn't they? Those little fires. That's lovely. And this pot with the flames came with the firemen from Santa, didn't it?
May watch this big spin.
Ah, it does come off that lid. I'm sorry I told you it didn't, but it does, doesn't it? And then when the fire goes out, it's hard to pull off this. But when the fire goes out, well, at least you can pour water through that hole in the top, look. Get the fire out. Did this hose come with this fire engine?
Yeah.
Do you know where it clips on to?
No, it doesn't clip on to my jacket.
No.
So.
Shh.
shaboom.
So that lots of little firemen with rushing around, look, with yellow helmets.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's one there, look, a first aid. A fireman carrying a little box that says first aid on it. Oh, look at this one. He's got an oxygen mask on, hasn't he? And what are these two men?
They are sergeants.
Sergeants, are they?
Yeah.
I think they might belong to a different set. I don't know. This is the thing. You've got so many bits and pieces, haven't you?
Yeah.
They're lucky boys on us.
We're putting water there for another fire, aren't we?
That's right. Yes, you can put your hose in that hole and squirt the water and it puts out a fire. Gosh, that train sounds loud. Isn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
What, should we start doing this painting now?
No. And I'll put over fire engine.
Well, there's a little fire engine. Look.
Oh, but I know another one. Somewhere.
Are you?
What's another one? I will get it. Oh, well, it doesn't make a noise.
Doesn't it? Go on then. Go get it.
Sorry, I nearly tread on the wires. Down here! Whee!
You tread on the wires, but you didn't do it, so that's all right.
Hello! Look what I found!
A balloon.
A soggy old balloon.
A soggy old balloon?
I don't need that, you bunch. Ah! Here you are!
Oh, the Lego fire engine.
Yes.
Yes, that's a nice one, isn't it, as well? You've got a lot of fire engines because you've got the one that Santa brought you last year, the big wooden one.
Okay.
You've got the big one that makes the noise Uncle David gave you. You've got this one that Margaret gave you for Christmas. The little packet that Santa brought with a boat lorry and had a fire engine in as well.
Meg, please tell us the fire pump.
This is one that Mama Bilby gave you for your birthday.
Mm-mm.
What else have you got?
Mum said, oh dear, there's a fire at this main park.
Fire at the main park?
Yeah.
And then you've got that little one, Thomas, that you had, you know, when you had the mixer and the dumper truck and things. There's a fire engine with that set, isn't there? What's a lot of fire engines? This is the one I'm thinking of. Oh, and you got this one as well. Look at this, all the fire engines. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Watch this. Well, wait, when I press this blue button.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said it didn't make noise. You said it didn't make noise.
What?
The fire engine.
Hey, it did. This
is. Right, you've got two big ones. And then you've got that one, the Lego one, this one, this one. This is from the Thomas the Tank Engine set, the one Margaret brought you. And.
I need two on this.
This one. How many fire engines? Can you count on the table? There are two more over in the toy box.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 here. 7, the one that David bought you, and 8, the one that Father Christmas bought you last year. You've got 8 fire engines.
Mummy, just pretend there's a fire. Mummy.
Where's the fire?
Just on your apron.
Is it?
Yeah, and you can call the fire brigade.
Oh no, my apron's on fire. Hello, is that Fireman Sam?
Yeah.
Quick, my apron's on fire.
Right.
Would you bring one of your 8 fire engines, please, to put it out?
Okay. The 8 fire engines are on fire as well.
Oh no. All 8?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But it doesn't matter because I got less in the water.
All right, well, you come quickly with water, please, because I'm on fire.
Okay.
My apron's washing with smoke. Flames. Psh. Oh, fun, Sam. Oh, thank you. I feel a bit wet and a bit cold, but whew, it's a change from being hot when the penny was on fire.
Isn't that? I will get you some hot water.
Oh, no, I don't want hot water, thank you. I want some nice, clean, dry clothes. I think I'll go and have a nice bath and put a nice warm jumper on. Then I might snuggle up by the fire and have a warm
Mummy,
drink.
Well, I don't hear my sirens.
You'd enjoy being a fireman, wouldn't you, pressing all the buttons?
Look, my leg.
Oh dear, looks like he's strangling himself with his own hose. All the fire engines have ladders apart from this one. And what's this one? They've actually this one.
The fire.
Is it the hose?
No, it's a hook.
No, not that. This yellow thing here, Thomas, what's that?
That's... Oh.
Don't keep pressing that.
My leg. He drives it, goes boom, 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 up and out.
But what is it? Is it where the hose pipe connects to the fire engine?
No, it doesn't have a hose pipe, but Mummy, it drives the fire engine and it tells the fireman which way to go.
Oh, does it? I see. Right, so we're going to do this sponge painting now?
No.
We don't want to?
No, later.
Well, Daddy will be home soon.
Later, please.
What's the matter?
I want to live my fire engine.
What's happened now?
What happened? I'll show you what's running here. We are sucking all the mains up.
You're sucking all the mains up?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
The mains.
The water from the main supply?
Oh, not that main.
Which means you mean?
Mains. I'll show you which mains.
You don't mean drains, do you?
Mains. These are mains.
Well, I don't know, you're pointing to the wall, so I still don't really know what you mean.
Hello, Mummy.
Yes.
You know those, Mummy, those lines are mains.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm sucking all the mains.
Right.
This big pipe. And they go in this pump.
Right.
Here.
Now, I'm trying to sort out who we've got all these things for. I think that's for the little girl in Leeds, this little top here. Isn't it? And these two are to send to Wales. Thomas, look at this.
It's
nice, isn't it?
The old Daily Blow for me.
Yes. And this is to send to Wales, this little check skirt, isn't it?
Just nearly finished.
And this is for Rory in church, right?
All this stuff.
Is that for baby Rory?
All the water's gone in this pump. Mummy. Mummy.
Yes.
We're getting water. I was about to say sharks, didn't I?
Were you? I don't know what you're about to say, Thomas.
I was about to say sharks.
Were you really?
Yeah. Well, we got masses of water. We need clear water. And nearly got my chest, so I can't see. But I agree.
You can't see? You're having problems seeing?
Yeah. That's radio telling us which time it is.
Is it? The radio tells you the time?
They do.
Do you mean your little sort of walkie-talkie thing?
Oh no, I've dropped it.
Have you?
Down there. I better go down there and get it.
You better have, haven't you?
Oh, it's a squeeze.
A squeeze?
It's a very tight squeeze.
Is it?
It's a very tight one. Oh, my heck. Oh, here it is now.
Oh, steady, Poppet. You're right. Okay. What can you see outside?
Just a tree blowing and the wind
is
blowing.
Can you see the snow?
Yeah.
Any snow?
Yeah.
We've had some snow, haven't we?
No, not that again.
Is it going to fall off again?
Got my computer.
Somebody's coming to the door, so I just have to go and get it. Right, we had to have a little break then, didn't we? Because somebody came to the door. Shall we pop your slippers back on? I don't want it. Just with your feet and slippers. You were complaining before about your little feet being icy cold. You keep kicking them off. When you were very poorly over Christmas, you were so hot I could have fried an egg on your body. But your hands and feet were icy, icy, icy cold. Weren't they? There we are.
I could eat a little bit of spinach.
You could eat a little bit of spinach,
hey,
could you?
I can't. I'm supposed to find without that. Eat it.
Right, so you need to help me now with this.
Yes, but I need that machine first. So I need that rubber band.
What's the rubber band? Yes, of course it's a big rubber band. Now look, we're wrapping up two little girls' presents to send to
Wales. Can you wrap it?
Now, what can you see on that wrapping paper?
Fishy, yummy!
It's a nice sheet of wrapping paper. This. Let's unroll this and see what we can
see. You can blow it.
It's upside down there when you're looking at it that way. It's Mozart, isn't it? Mummy,
excuse me. I want to roll it in a ball.
Roll it in a ball, in a roll? Yeah. No, don't roll it up again because it'll be creased.
Right.
Spoilt it. It's already rolled up. We've unrolled it so we can look at the picture. Fed up of you crying for no reason. Are you not feeling very well?
No.
You must not be, because you're crying for no reason. Listen, there's no need to cry over that. You're not Grandma Bill, you would say to me when I was a little girl. You don't want to listen to people like that, worry you? There's no need for tears when we're unwrapping a nice sheet of wrapping paper to wrap presents for two little girls. Is there? You don't like wrapping presents?
No, but I like scissoring the holiday mode.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you to do.
I know, I'm going to get my scissors.
Well, we've got scissors here, haven't we?
Really?
This is why I'm surprised you're crying, because you're going to help and it'll be good fun. What can you see on the wrapping paper?
I just know elephants, rabbits. Oh, fishies!
That's right. And look, have you seen this?
Look out, little fish.
This is much bigger than an ordinary gift card. It's a greetings card and it matches exactly, doesn't it? Look, the elephant, giraffe and the zebra.
Let me look where the zebra is. There he is.
There's a zebra. It's Noah's Ark, isn't it?
Excuse me, Bubba Bambus, and he hopped along the way.
Do you know what those are?
What?
Camels.
Kays.
And there are doves and bees and ducks and pussycats and fish and rabbits.
Look how little fishes.
Oh, look, flamingos. Mummy's favourite, aren't they?
She's got two legs. She should have one, shouldn't he?
Flamingos. No, they have two legs. You must have seen them when they're standing sideways and you can only see... It only looks as if they've got ones. It's like I was saying, the wheels. If you look at that fire engine there, it looks like it's got two wheels. But if you go around the other side, it's got two wheels there, so there are four wheels. If you see a flamingo standing straight like that, you might think it's only got one leg, but if you nip around the other side and have a look, it's got another leg. Two legs.
I've got three legs.
Have you?
Yes.
Stop calling me Jake. Jake the Peg. I'm Jake the Peg, diddle-liddle-liddle-lum, with my extra leg, diddle-liddle-liddle-lum. Wherever I go, through rain and snow, the people always let me know. They say, I'm Jake the Peg, diddle-liddle-liddle-lum, with my extra leg, diddle-liddle-diddle-lum. Did you like that?
Really?
Yes.
Really. I got one leg there and the other there.
Well, that's two legs, isn't it? Not three.
I said nothing.
You've got two pens for Jake. Look, your tabard's got things on it, very much like this wrapping paper.
Excuse me, Mummy, I'm trying to look. One there and one there.
Oh, no, that's one leg. You're looking at one side and saying that's one leg and the other side another leg, two legs. No, this is one leg and this is another leg, two legs. Otherwise you'd have four legs if you had one each side, wouldn't you? Right, let's get this wrapping paper used now.
You can do that.
Right, we'll wrap the presents and then if we've got any paper left, you can do some cutting and sticking on that, can't you?
Of course. That will come out the blue fish. Sally, oddy, addy, addy, oh. Ho, booty, addy, 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 la, 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 la.
Right, now these two little outfits are to go to Mummy's friend. When Mummy was at school, I had a friend called Dawn. She was my closest friend. She now lives in Wales. And she has four children. She's got a little boy called Rhys, who's five. She's got a little girl called Sean, who's four.
Charlotte.
No, not Charlotte, Sean. And she's got a little girl called Fionn, who's two. And this little skirt is for Fionn. And then in September, she had another little baby girl, Rhian Kate.
That's for Kate.
It's for Rhian. Yeah, Rhian Kate. This is like we bought Zoe. Do you remember the little top we bought Zoe? This is exactly the same for Rhian. So Rhys and Sean... Rhys and Sean have got something else. But Fionn and
Ron
can have these. And then they'll be going in the post when we've wrapped them. We'll wrap them in pretty paper now.
Can I do some cutting and sticking?
Of course you can.
But I need some scissors.
Well, just a second.
Cutting and sticking.
We'll wrap these in fancy paper and then...
And we need some cut, stick, stick.
They can go into the post box in... brown paper. After we wrap them in pretty paper, we'll wrap them again in brown paper. We'll put them in a strong envelope and we'll send them.
Those are cutting for me.
Yes.
You won't put my finger, will you?
Of course I won't, darling. You should keep yourself away. Beep, 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 beep. Scissors coming. Whip!
Maybe!
Just a minute.
You didn't get my finger.
Do you think she'll like that?
No.
No?
Cut you bang.
Right, Thomas. Oh dear. Right, would you like a piece of the pig on or a piece of the zebra?
An elephant.
Alright.
Who's an elephant?
Right, well you can have this piece then.
Daddy.
And I'll get you some scissors.
Is it the elephant?
And some sellotape. Watch your finger.
Ah!
Scissors coming. Beep, beep, beep.
My piece. Ha ha!
think we'll have to do some fingerprinting tomorrow, actually, don't you?
What?
Well, I think we're going to run out of time because we've...
Can I please have your scissors?
Well, my scissors are a little bit short, but look in your box, you've got three pairs of scissors. Three pairs of scissors.
I like blue.
You like blue ones?
I won't snip any animals because
they might
run away
by snip. Yes, that's right. But when I was cutting that piece of wrapping paper to give to you, I didn't want to cut the elephant's head off. I had to be very careful. Because that wouldn't be kind, would it, if we
I'm just cutting out this bit of a river.
That's right, yes, it's beautiful wrapping paper. It's got rivers and hills and trees and sun and sky. It's very, very pretty paper. When we bought it at the Oxham shop in Didsbury the other day. Did you know somebody that I didn't know this, Thomas, but when Mummy goes singing on a Tuesday night,
yeah,
one of the ladies that sings in the choir and has stood behind me singing for about 12, 13 years. Now, she works in the Oxham shop in Didsbury. I didn't know that, so I'm telling you today. Isn't that funny? You're very good at cutting out, Thomas, aren't you? Do you enjoy cutting?
Yeah, I do.
Do you do cutting and stuffing at nursery?
Yeah. Look! Don't try to cut the buzzy bee because I don't like him.
Well, bees are all right. I mean, bees bring us honey, don't they?
Thank you, Mr. Bee!
They collect all the pollen, the nectar from the flowers, and turn it into honey, honeycombs. And we like honeycombs. In fact, look here, if I can find them in the cupboard, which I probably can't. Can you see these candles here?
Yeah.
Those candles, those are made with genuine beeswax. Look, honeycombs, can you see?
Can you eat them?
Well, no, you can't eat these. They'll smell very sweet, and when they're lit, the candles will smell of honey. But that's what a honeycomb looks like.
Can you smell it?
But they're wrapped up, aren't they, those?
I'm getting closer, Mr. Bee. I'm getting closer, I'm going to stick you. You are not very careful near my sharp scissors.
What you've got to be careful of, though, with bees and wasps is if you upset them, they sting. It's not their fault, it's just the way they are. They think, oh, he's going to hurt me, so I'll sting him first. And unfortunately, bees, if bees sting you, they die. Very sadly, isn't it? So the best thing is, when you see wasps and bees, don't get all flustered and all flat, because if you go, a wasp, like Daddy does, because Daddy's silly, then they're more likely to sting you, because they're going to think you're going to hurt them. If you see them and leave them alone, they won't be frightened of you. So they don't sting.
Now, got you, Mr. Bee, with my sharp scissors. I'm going to eat you. Got you. I'm chopping you up in jail.
Chopping the bee up in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, when I chose the wrapping paper, I chose it because it was nice and bright. I didn't realise it would give you so much pleasure.
No, we're just... Just here.
I'm just looking what else I've got in my little bag here.
Oh.
These scissors will perhaps cut round easier, Thomas, because these are straight ones. The ones that you're using now are serrated, aren't they?
They might help.
You think they would be easier for you, don't you?
No. They not work.
Will they not work? Well, I've got some very sharp scissors here.
Have you?
If you use these, you've got to be very careful.
Okay.
They're not quite as sharp as the ones that I'm using to cut the wrapping paper with, but... Well, what do you think to that?
They don't cut.
They don't cut very well. Let's see if I've got some more. These will cut now. You must be careful with those. Never put them near your eye or your face or point them to anybody. Is that better? Are they doing the trick?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good.
Those are my favourite.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, what we could do a collage sometime from pieces of paper like this. If you cut round the elephant like you cut round the bee, then we could stick them onto a piece of paper, couldn't we? You think that would be nice?
Well, I'm making a big strip, like strip cheese.
Are you?
It's a very big strip of strip cheese, isn't it?
Yes.
Paper strip cheese.
Do you remember at nursery you had to name the fish? And everybody had to choose a name and you chose strip cheese, didn't you? What's the fish called? Is it a proper fish at nursery or was it just a picture on the wall?
A fish.
It was a proper fish. Have you got a fish tank?
There you are.
Oh, just a second, that's the phone now. That was a very quick call, wasn't it?
It was.
It was somebody trying to sell us new doors and windows, Thomas.
Oh.
We don't need new doors and windows, do we? We're always being asked that, aren't we?
Careful on the windows.
Right, there's a little bit too much paper here, so I'm going to cut...
I will cut this bit later.
Oh, no, not that side down, because I'm just about to wrap the present. There you are, you can have another piece of paper. You've got a flamingo and a pig and a camel and some ducks and a fish on that one.
A fish, good. Now I've got the fish off. I got a fish. A fish here just cut.
Have you?
Yes, it's a green one. Not seen green fishes for a while, have you?
What colour are the fish that you've got at Uncle David's house?
Yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Auntie Frank.
Yeah, one is missing.
Is it? Has one gone missing?
Yeah, there were two, but I think one has gone hiding. I got two, but one is hiding.
One's hiding, is it? Where do you think it's hiding?
It's in David's tank.
Oh, is it? It's actually hiding in the tank, so it's still there.
Yeah, but I can't see it.
Oh, when you go and visit, perhaps it gets a little bit shy. He doesn't like people peering in.
Yeah, about Auntie David.
Uncle David. Yes, it was very funny that, because you were staying with Mother and Grandad, weren't you?
And
Uncle David and Auntie Sharon live nearby. And Uncle David has some fish in a tank. He's a very, very big tank under the stairs with lots and lots of fish. And one day he said, let's go to the shop and we'll buy a fish for Thomas. And when he got there, you didn't have one, you had two fish. And you had to choose a name, and you said...
Frank.
Auntie Frank. Why Auntie Frank? I don't know. And Mama said, what's the other one?
Because he likes bacon.
Because he likes bacon?
Because it's to eat.
But why Auntie Frank?
Because it's a name.
It's
a nice name.
It is a nice name, really. And
going.
Nana asked why Auntie Frank, why you call them both Auntie Frank, and you didn't know. Nana said, what's the name of the other fish? And you said, that's Auntie Frank as well. So you've had those fish quite a long time now.
Off.
Now, do you know what Mummy's done, though? We've wrapped these two presents up. And I can't remember which is which. I think that must be the skirt for Fion. And I think that's the little fleecy top for the other little girl, don't you? Think that's right?
Yes.
So I'll put those in this yellow bag. Right.
This water needs a bit of cutting.
Does it? You need to put the water as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to choose it. Oh, that's the card to go with. We'll write that card later. I think we did very well to find a bigger card that matched the wrapping paper rather than just a gift card. And then Mummy can write a little note to them, can't you? Now, we've got to wrap this other little top up now. This is the one that's going to Leeds, to Andrew's little girl. We go through Leeds, don't we, when we go and see Nana and Grandma in the evening?
I'm stepping this bit.
Are you?
You look.
Oh, yes. Now, do you think this paper's pretty? This is different paper now. This has got flowers.
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Stars.
And hearts. It's rather nice, isn't it? Don't think I've got any gift tags to go with that, but never mind. What we could do... Well, just a minute. What I was going to say, we could cut one of these with your fancy scissors and make a gift tag, couldn't we? Go to the wrapping paper.
Oh,
you think that would work?
Oops, sorry, Rabbit, but I need to get there. Oh, I don't like you, so I will cut you.
You're cutting around the rabbit shape now?
Yeah. Look!
Oh, very good.
For you.
Oh, is that for me? That's beautiful, Thomas. Thank you.
Shall I make a bigger bit for you now?
That would be nice. Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, please. Oh, dear, dear. Excuse me.
Yeah, me. I'm cutting on the elephant.
Are you?
Look. Bye-bye.
You're cutting around his ears and his trunk.
And his big telephant.
His big telephant? What's his big telephant?
That.
Oh, I see.
I'm cutting his big telephant.
His big telephant? That's a fantastic word, Tom.
Telephone.
I don't think we'd find the word telephant in the dictionary. It's a nice little word, isn't it? Elephant. Telephant, the elephant. Isn't it? Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Two fish.
Oh, beautiful. I've got a giraffe's head and two fish. Look. And
the ladybird.
The ladybird as well. Oh, that's a treat, isn't it?
Oh, and another fish. Mummy. Another fish.
Yes, I can see three fish, a giraffe. Look, a pussycat's tail there.
Oh, yeah.
A ladybird. And on this one, we've got a camel. Look, there's a tiny little purple bird up there. What was that thing on television this morning?
Huh?
With the bird. It was a funny program. I've not seen it before.
It was an elephant bird.
An elephant bird? Now, what's an elephant bird?
It flies elephants. Elephant bird. There's a potty cat. Just spotted?
Yes, it's looking at you, isn't it, with its whiskers. Whiskers sticking straight out.
There's they're called that elephant.
Elephant, elephant.
Elephant.
Well, what we can do in a minute, I'm going to finish wrapping this present.
My babe. I'm trusting. Uh-oh. Pig is in the water. Isn't he?
Just about in the water. His little trotters, his little feet look like the water's edge, don't they?
Doesn't matter, I'm cutting the water out.
In a minute we can get a plain piece of paper and some glue and you could stick the little...
Doesn't matter, little pig. I will get you back on.
We could stick the little animals that you put out onto a piece of paper, couldn't we?
Yeah.
And that would be a nice picture for when Daddy comes back. Because Daddy's still not very well, is he? Needs a bit of cheering up. I think we'll have to leave writing the thank you cards and making pictures for another day. Thank you. There, that's for the other little girl.
Maybe I'm glue, please.
I was just looking to see if we had some different wrapping paper.
Oh.
I've got lots of Christmas paper, but I don't want Christmas paper for these presents.
Mummy, pussycat! Mummy!
Where's the pussycat?
On this piece of paper, I nearly slipped.
Let me have a look. You nearly cut the pussycat, did you?
Yes, but it's just in time.
Oh, very good. Right. Now, Mummy's just going to nip upstairs, Thomas, and see if we've got some more wrapping paper. Okay, because this present in here is for Rory at church. Now, who wears fleeces like this?
Thomas.
Thomas Henry, doesn't he? So I don't think, really, we've run out of the beautiful animal paper, haven't we?
No, we haven't, have we?
Well, we have for wrapping presents. You've got plenty there to cut. So don't
you
really
can share
think...
mine!
Can I?
Yes.
I don't really think we can wrap a little boy's present in flowery paper, do you? I'm sure we've got something else. I'll nip upstairs and have a look. Okay? You be careful with those scissors while I'm gone, won't you?
Okay.
Well, I haven't really found anything very suitable. Do you know what I was thinking?
We've got a gummy dovetail.
Lovely.
This one, yeah. And there's another pussy cat.
I was actually thinking, Thomas, on Teletubbies one day, I'm sure. Didn't they make some wrapping paper? It might not have been Teletubbies, but they had a lot of paper.
Yeah.
And they did things like cut up potatoes.
Yeah.
And they did potato prints, didn't they? Onto lining paper. And did they not use that for wrapping up presents?
No.
Because I was just thinking we could make our own wrapping paper another day if we had plenty of paper, couldn't we? That would be really good fun if we did a roll and printed it, let it dry, then rolled it up, and then when we wanted paper, we'd have it ready, wouldn't we? Now, would you like a little bit of glue?
Oh, yes.
Or some sellotape?
Yep. I will get the sellotape.
Here's a little bit of glue. Well, Mummy's just using that for the moment. Right.
I just want to stick that.
There you are. Now, you know how to do it, don't you? A little bit of glue on that. Oh, steady. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Let's move near the table. That's right, you don't need a lot of glue, just a little bit. We're going to have to get another pot of glue, I think.
Right.
Well, there doesn't seem to be a lot there. We've had it in the house quite a long time. And then you can stick it to that piece of paper and make some beautiful pictures, can't you?
Oh, Santa's little elephant!
Yes, this is a carrier bag left from Christmas, isn't it? With pictures of Santa on it. Ah, who have I got on that paper?
Tilly!
The Teletubbies.
Do
lots of Teletubby paper.
La la. Teletubbies.
Oh, actually, there isn't enough paper there to wrap anything very much, is there? No, that's a shame.
What?
Well, I thought it was one big sheet, and it isn't. It's just little bits and pieces of paper. Never mind. This sheet of Teletubby paper looks more promising, doesn't it?
You know, I'm doing this bit. Because I'm sticking that on.
Oh, are you sticking it all on top? Could I cut a little? Oh, there, don't forget to put the fish on your picture because that's a really nice one.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like me to cut round this rabbit?
Oh, yes.
There we are.
Don't mind.
You don't mind? There we are. I'll cut round its paws and its back leg and I'll mind its little fluffy tail. Ouch. Oh, look, Fred's come home. And what's he got in his hand? Flowers. Do you think it's Rachel's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you cut her tail off?
No, I haven't cut his tail off.
Good.
Ah, there we are. You pop glue on that side, stick him down. That's gorgeous, isn't it? Now, I'm going to just cut the price off this. We leave the label on that tells them the size of the clothes underneath. And we'll use this Teletubby paper to wrap this up. That was very lucky finding that, wasn't it? Would you like a little bit of this Teletubby paper?
Okay.
And then you could cut round the Teletubbies, couldn't you? There you are.
How do you cut? You cut round there. And I get my chopsticks.
There you are. You can have another piece of paper if you're running out of paper. With oh, sorry. Scissors. Those are your scissors, aren't they? There's a tiny bird on this piece of paper. Please may I cut round the bird? Oh, I think what you need to do, darling, just a second. Look, this is one big piece of paper. There's lots of Teletubbies on it. Okay.
What shall you do?
Well, I'm just going to... If I could pinch your scissors, one second, I'm going to cut round this little bird.
We can't see.
There we are. Got to mind his beak. There we are. That's your picture. You can have the scissors back now.
I better cut round here. Betantine,
you mean don't shantai.
Shantai.
Or I better
cut. No, I better not cut the fingers.
You've had good fun doing this, haven't you? I think I've had to wrap this myself, though. You normally stick the sellotape on for me, and you haven't this time.
Ow!
Shh! You're not cutting your fingers, are you? No, please be careful. Don't cut your fingers, whatever you do. Otherwise, it'll be a trip to the hospital. And you'd probably enjoy that, wouldn't you?
Why?
Yeah. Mummy. No, I'm only being silly. We don't want any trips to the hospital today. And don't forget the sellotape here, if you need sellotape.
No. Look. Mummy. A strip of them.
What's Polo label on?
A scooter.
A scooter. Perhaps she wondered whether you'd like a scooter for your birthday, Tom.
Yes.
You think you would?
Tell everybody I want it.
Tell everybody you want it. Well, You can have a little scooter-like pose. Or there are scooters. Do you remember Robert? Robert, who lives in that house over there?
Yeah.
He's got a lovely scooter, hasn't he? With a very wide back, almost like a triangle shape. Well, it's always looked very sturdy and very safe.
Mummy, I'm going down there now.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing from around here? Steady, 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 steady. You're going to trip over the wires. You want a piece of sellotape, do you? Okay, watch, we've not got to cut into that paper, have we? No, 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 no. You don't do it there, Thomas. It's this end.
Not that. Snappy, snappy, snap, snap. Right. Closer, snap, snap. Yeah. I would just
stop it. Well, are you going to cut a little piece for me to finish wrapping this present for you? Right. Here we are. Would you like to stick the sellotape on for me?
No, no, no. I want to cut it out.
Okay. Is this for your picture?
Yeah. I wanted to cut it out.
I'm going to need that here to cut. Right, don't waste it, Thomas.
Sticky.
No, you mustn't waste it.
Stick.
Where's your scissors?
Stick. Sticky, sticky, sticky. Stick.
Right, now we've got this other little fleece here to wrap up. Again, I'm going to leave the size on it.
Where's my picture? Oh, here it is.
Your picture's over there, isn't it? Are you going round with some sellotape?
Yeah, I'm going next door. We'll be tomorrow. And I'll lay some sellotape.
Are you?
I'm going next door.
Be careful on these wires, please.
Excuse me. Ha ha! I got messes. Ha ha!
This is a beautiful fleece, isn't it? You look nice in this one. I didn't make this one when I bought yours.
Got it.
You got it.
I'm going back next door, so I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're walking around the table. That's your house, is it, rather?
It is. I'll go next door back to
well, shall I move the sellotape there? How about that? And then we can both reach it. That would be much more sensible, wouldn't it? That would save the little legs getting worn out.
I hear that sticky old glue. No,
is it?
That.
The sticky old glue?
Yeah.
Right, do you need scissors again, darling? I think you left your scissors, didn't you, behind?
Oh,
there you are.
Very nice.
That's quite all right. A little orange top, 3 to 6 months. Well, we've got this one, 6 to 12 months. I can't remember what. I can't remember the size of the one we've just wrapped up, Thomas. Oh dear, dear. Right, don't take any more now, please, Thomas. We're going to run out.
Right.
You must just cut. No, what you do, cut that right down. Cut it right down. Right, because we can't hang a picture on the wall with that. Now, all you do is you pull a tiny bit and cut it, and then a tiny bit more and cut it. Don't pull great big lumps.
Another bit.
We've got beautiful pictures up on the wall as well that you've done at nursery, haven't we, over Christmas? What are some beautiful things? Little Christmas prints, lots of stickers. I think you enjoy cutting and sticking far more than drawing, maybe, don't you? You've always liked painting, but you don't really like colouring in, do you? Right, Thomas, I think that's enough now. You've used nearly half an hour, so I'd say they are just little pieces.
Yeah.
Look, we've all this here. Look at this. Oh, isn't that beautiful, the rabbit? That really
just
is lovely.
Just going to try and get there.
Right, now one more piece and then the sunset's going away. I think you better use glue now.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Well, to stick your picture down. Are you going to put the Teletubbies on this picture as well?
Oh, but I want... now I'm going to get back in my next garden. I get some...
Would you like another piece of paper for the Teletubby picture?
Yeah.
There you are, fresh piece of paper. How's that? No, use the glue, darling, not the sellotape.
But I will get mustard.
No, but there's all the sellotape here that needs using. Look. Come on, lots of sellotape. Because look, the sellotape is getting stuck on everything, isn't it? Right, I'm going to have to just sneak into this parcel we've wrapped up now. Because I can't remember the size, isn't that silly? Can you remember how big it was?
It was £4.
It was £4, was it? Right. Okay.
I need to do a little bit of it. Make a bit. Oh, give me that. Come on.